The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Paul O'Connell, a travel editor with the Irish Independent, is with me in studio. Paul, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm very well. You're talking about the hottest tickets for the year ahead.
Yeah,
not necessarily ahead in temperature terms, but you're saying Italy first.
Yeah, we're looking ahead. January is always a time to look ahead. The travel agents are super busy. They tell me at the moment everybody's trying to get a down payment in and where they're going to go. So I thought we'd look ahead to a few of the trends and destinations. And yes, I think Italy will be one. Now, there's a couple of reasons for this. There's some new flights. Ryanair are going to do seasonal summer flights from Cork to Napoli and Cagliari in Sardinia. So a lot of people will be happy to see Sardinia come back with a direct flight. There's a small, I don't know if you've been to the south of Italy. People will know Napoli, Sorrento, Amalfi Coast, but there's a small place called Matera, M-A-T-E-R-A, that's one of the European capitals of culture this year. And it's catching a lot of people's attention, not least because it's so beautiful. If you Google it and see the pictures of those old Italian buildings on the hill with the southern Italian countryside around it, but because it has these old cave dwellings in the middle of it where locals used to live up until the 1950s. They're called Sassi, S-A-S-S-I, and in recent years they've been converted into shops and into artists' workshops and into even boutique hotels. So it's one of those really off-radar places, I think, is due a big
have they gotten down to the Italian thing of charging you a fortune yet, or are they still in reasonable
cost? Do you think Italians do that?
Oh god, yeah.
You think they're worse than others?
My worst tourist experience was Rome by a considerable distance.
Okay, Rome and Venice this year are going to struggle even more with over-tourism. That's a word that the Oxford English Dictionary put in its pages last year, if I recall, and it's only getting worse. Venice is charging now up to €10 to enter the city for day trippers.
Just to get in.
Just to get into the
city. Can imagine if they tried to do that in Dublin. Where would you charge them? Somewhere around the Liberties.
It's mainly aimed at cruise ship visitors, which are famously visitors that disembark, walk around and leave and don't necessarily spend a lot of money in the location or stay overnight. Now, if you're staying overnight, your tourist taxes are built into the hotel rates. But it's and Venice is the key, like Barcelona, Dubrovnik is another one. There's sort of case studies in places that get too crowded, particularly in July and August.
It does ruin it. I have to say the Amalfi Coast is up there as the best holiday I've ever been on, without a shadow of a doubt. But we matched it with Rome, where I got food poisoning. It was extremely hot, and I think I was charged €4 for a bottle of Coke at one point.
Yeah. If you talk to people who order even a coffee on St. Mark's Place in Venice as well, there's horror stories of the prices there. You know, €12 for a cappuccino and all the rest of it. But travel off season if you can in these places. And the other thing about Italy is it's 500 years since the death of Leonardo da Vinci. So Florence, Milan, Rome, Venice, Bologna all have associations with the artist. So there's going to be lots of celebrations.
Okay. The other thing about going on holidays in Italy is the Italians all tend to go on holidays at the same time as each other. And if you end up on holidays at the same time as the Italians, the Irish phrase "Dúvla Dina" comes to mind, because you won't be able to do anything.
Especially on the coast. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Not only that, but a lot of places do shut down, particularly in smaller towns. So I would skip August. It's brutally hot.
Definitely
anyway.
Exactly. You wouldn't want to go there. Those staying closer to home definitely won't be scorchingly hot unless we get a repeat of the heatwave last year.
Well, do you remember that? And travel agents were actually troubled by that, because the last minute bookings that usually come through in summer didn't materialise to the same degree, and a lot of them lost money over the summer. Anyway, the big story in travel, have you been to Centre Parcs?
No, not yet.
Okay. It's got a couple of resorts in the UK, and it's opening its first in Ireland in Longford Forest this summer. We don't have an exact launch date yet, but they are taking bookings from August 23rd. This is going to be the biggest story in Irish holiday, let's call it, rather than tourism this year. $233 million they're spending on it. You park at the gate, you enter this woodland campus where everybody's going around on bikes.
In Longford?
in Longford. Do you know, it has at the core of it what they call a subtropical swimming paradise, which is heated to 29 degrees year round.
That's indoors now.
Indoors, okay. Yes, with all the water slides, the wave pools, the cafes, loads of restaurants and 100 or so activities. So Jonathan, to be honest, much and all as I'm fond of Longford, it doesn't matter where it is. The way they would have chose the site based on what was sort of equidistant from a lot of population centres. They're looking at visitors coming from Northern Ireland, from Dublin, from the West, up from Cork, wherever it may be. This could be anywhere. It's a forest.
I really
and they
want
all
to,
basically
I
look
mean,
the same.
I like the idea of it. It sounds like it's great fun and there's lots to do, but I can't. I remember having a conversation with somebody about going there. And it's grand. You get your ticket, you get your house, you get into the pool. And then everything else is a bolt-on.
Yeah, correct. Apart from that pool, most else is extra and you have to book it and you have to line it all up beforehand. And those costs really do add up, even the bike hire. Now you can, and what I would recommend if you're coming from Ireland is bring your bikes, bring your activity gear and bring food so you can maybe do your breakfasts or your lunches in the lodge and then go out for a dinner. But if you start eating out three meals a day...
Can you nip out to the centre in Longford and bring back
food? There are shops on site and I do hope they support local food as much as everything else. You know, it's going to bring a lot of jobs to Longford, but hopefully it'll support local produce too.
Now, you tend to find silly ideas and this year's silly idea is something called slow travel.
Yeah.
What is slow travel? Is it just walking very slowly?
Yeah, in Venice. Crammed in behind the others getting your tenor out. So basically this is a reaction to what we've discussed about over-tourism, about the 50 gazillion baggage charges and extra fees you have to pay to get on the flight with your 1 kilo luggage allowance or whatever it may be. A reaction to the increasing sort of screen time, the 24/7 contactability we're all supposed to have at work. More and more holidays are offering the opportunity to just plug out, not necessarily to go far away, but just to get back to nature, to take things slowly, to sort of enjoy the smaller moments and the more human experiences rather than sort of take a super expensive trip over.
Sounds terminally dull.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's boring sounding.
But you mean skipping the hassle of the airport, skipping the crowded cities?
Yeah, but you have to go to, if you want to go somewhere nice, you have to go to an airport, or else, with due respect to Longford, you may end up in Longford, maybe not in Central Parks.
There's lots of slow travel you could do in Longford, by the way, that around Lough Ree and so on. But if you let me give you West Cork or even East Cork as an example, okay? Obviously from Cork.
Yes.
As a weekend travelling there, staying in B&Bs and just catching up on local food where you don't have to get your phone out that much. You're just pottering around. It's off season. That's an example of slow travel.
I love nothing more than sitting in a nice hotel looking out at the sea. Don't get me wrong, but would I do it for 2 weeks? Nah.
Well, 2 weeks. Yeah. See, when you come to 2 weeks, then people are looking for sun and they're looking for packages and so on, aren't
What's
they?
What's a slow cabin?
Now, here's a couple of examples. So this is a Belgian startup that sounds, well, you've got me sceptical about it now, but I thought it was...
Yes, good. I've ruined it for you.
What they're offering is off-grid eco-cabins. But here's the angle they're doing. They only reveal the locations after you confirm the bookings.
Oh, not a chance in hell that I would agree to that.
Have you heard of digital detoxes, where you leave your phone at the desk,
I've done that in the Monart here in Liam Griffin's
hotel.
That's
an example. What did you think about that?
Oh, I love that.
Well, sure, that's slowing down and that's detoxing.
Yeah, but
if
you really wanted to, you could kind of walk outside, check the phone, make sure no one's dead and go back in. That's fine by me. Yeah. I don't mind that. Yeah. But I mean, be telling me I'm going somewhere in Belgium without knowing what it is.
Well, there's a company called Intrepid Travel, which has an Irish website, but they're doing some treks in Patagonia and Mongolia this year that they promise are going to be digital detoxes as well. So anyway, whether it's more and more of a theme, you're going to see more and more of it. So it doesn't have to be here in Ireland. You can travel far afield. You can do 5-star spa breaks, or you can just go for a walk.
What's terrible about presenting this programme is you forget that there are people listening, and there are people listening in Longford. Thank you, Paul, for not tolerating Jonathan's insults to Longford, says one listener. In Longford, in inverted commas, you say with a derisory tone, you probably haven't even been here. Your tone is so insulting. No, I don't think I've ever been in Longford for anything longer than a few minutes. Is Carrick on Shannon? That's Longford, isn't
no.
it? No, that's not. No, I've never been.
You're digging yourself into a hole. Longford is the least visited county in Ireland by overseas tourists, but that is going to change this year when Centre Park's open.
Tell me what, and we'll finish on a plain nerdy thing. Aer Lingus are rebranded.
Sure. Loads else to do in the year. Yeah, this week you're going to see Aer Lingus change. It's lovely shamrock. It's going to have new uniforms. It's going to, between now and 2023, bring on 14 new planes. They're called the A321neo planes. They're single aisle aircraft that can go transatlantic, and they'll have business class up front and economy on the rest. And they're going to open up a host of new transatlantic destinations.
And incredibly good that they will be. Why, how are they changing the shamrock? Are they painting
well,
the planes?
That remains to be seen. I tried to get advance information. They are changing the livery, but my hunch is they're not going to do anything radical. Why would they?
It's going to cost a fortune to repaint on the planes.
A green triangle or
Paul, pleasure as always. Thank you for leaping to the defence of the people of Longford. Paul O'Connell, travel editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you for that.